We're talking high school football here on KSOM as we continue to look at area teams as they begin their practice for the upcoming season. Talking now Riverside football with head coach and AD Daryl Frame with us here on KSOM. And coach, how are you feeling about your football team after your first few practices?
You know, our first few practices, things have been going pretty well. I mean, it's amazing how, you know, you get through a couple practices and you get kids banged up already. We have that, but I think every team goes through that. But, you know, we've got through all the things we've wanted to do. The kids move around great. The attitudes have been awesome. So as a coach, I've got everything I've been asking out of them.
Well, you finished strong last year, winning three of your last four football games. It was just that one stretch in September there where you lost four in a row. So it was kind of last year was kind of probably a mixed bag in terms of your season. Maybe it was the schedule a little bit. I'm sure that had something to do with it. But how do you feel overall just coming off of that season and going into this year?
You know, coming off it, I mean, we were definitely disappointed, you know, with how the season went, that, you know, we lost three games that could easily win our way, and something, you know, a turnover, a penalty, just something, little things that happened that made it go the other way. So we felt good about how we were playing. And then coming into the season after that, we feel good about the kids we got coming back. We got a lot of awesome kids that want to win some football games. So that makes it easier as a coach, and hopefully we can build on it.
Well, we'll get into more into specifics with players later, but I did want to ask about one guy, and that's Jackson Gordon. I mean, I guess that sort of stands out when you run for 1,200 yards plus and you're a sophomore. You know, how do you feel about what he brings to you to, you know, continue to try and carry that load for you?
Yeah, and he is going to have to carry the load. You know, last year we had Grady Jepson at our quarterback. When you have an all-state type quarterback, it can take a little pressure off your running back, and you know, so he's opened up a little more. He's going to have to take the workload for us this year. We're going to ride on him a lot, and hopefully he has a great year, and I think he will.
Are there any key positions that you have competition at that are going to still see some battles before the season opens?
Oh, yeah, our quarterback position. That's what I said. After 6 years of being here, I think I've had the number one quarterback in our district every year, and now I have got – we got actually six guys trying to make it, and we're getting it down. I think we got it probably to three. Quarterback's probably going to go up until the first game and maybe a few games into the season before we're really for sure who it is. But if we can figure out our quarterback position, we may have a chance to win some games this year.
Wow, that's a 6-3. That's incredible. But you just have some time to figure all that out. How are the kids generally feeling? You know, what are their attitudes? What's everything like? You know, going into practice. You know, how do you think they're feeling as they approach the season?
You know, I think, you know, you go through your summer workouts and everybody already starts to get a feel of what's going to happen. And, you know, I think they're excited. I think they have a chance. They think they have a chance to win a lot of games. And we're going to, you know, build on it. And hopefully we can keep that attitude up and the effort up, and everything will just take care of itself as the season goes along.
How do you feel about your district coming into the season?
You know, it's a tough one. You know, it's one of those where you got to show up and play every week. Not one. It's one of those where if you don't come to play one time, you'll take a loss. So tough district. We think we have a chance to finish on the top half of it. So, you know, if we get to the playoffs, that'll be a big step for us.
What is your favorite thing about this time of the season?
Oh, just, you know, coming in and the competitive. Every kid's excited. Every kid thinks they have a chance to be a starter. Every kid thinks we're going to win all of our games. You know, just that excitement of the preseason. And you show up to practice and everybody, you know, they're fighting for position. So it's exciting for the competitive part of it.
Well, it should be an interesting season when it all starts on the 30th and our high school football preview show on the 24th. We will see you then. Coach, really appreciate your time. And certainly best of luck throughout the upcoming season. Thanks so much.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Daryl Frame, head coach for Riverside Football, joining us here on KSOM.